Trinadapi suniche na tarariva sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari harinama 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 eva kebalam kalo nastyeva 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 gatiranyata. Tonight we are doing what is called Sankirtan Yajna, congregational chanting of the name, fame, form, pastimes, and teachings of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Sri Krishna Bhagavan. From now until 8 o'clock, we will have different singers singing devotional songs. And in between the different singers, I will be reading and speaking to you from Srimad Bhagavatam and also Bhagavad Gita, different excerpts meant to enthuse, encourage, and enliven us in spiritual life. We already chanted the 12-syllable mantra, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, which invokes auspiciousness. So, I'd like to read the section in Srimad Bhagavatam where after Shukadeva Goswami appears, Maharaj Parikshit approaches Shukadeva Goswami and makes his initial questions. If you are ready to proceed, please repeat after me. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. The great devotee Maharaj Parikshit approached Shukadeva Goswami, offered his respects by bowing before him, and politely inquired with sweet words and folded hands. The fortunate Parikshit said, O Brahmana, by your mercy only you have sanctified us, making us like unto places of pilgrimage, all by your presence here as my guest. By your mercy, we, who are but unworthy royalty, become eligible to serve the devotee. Simply by our remembering you, our homes become instantly sanctified. And what to speak of seeing you, touching you, washing your holy feet, and offering you a seat in our home. Just as an atheist cannot remain in the presence of the Personality of Godhead, so also the invulnerable sins of a man are immediately vanquished in your presence. O saint, O great mystic. Lord Krishna, the Personality of Godhead, who is very dear to the sons of Pandu, has accepted me as one of those relatives, just to please his great cousins and brothers. Otherwise, without being inspired by Lord Krishna, how is it that you have voluntarily appeared here, though you are moving incognito to the common man, and are not visible to us who are on the verge of death? You are the spiritual master of great saints and devotees. I am therefore begging you to show the way of perfection for all persons, and especially for one who is about to die. Please let me know what a man should hear, chant, remember, and worship, and also what he should not do. Please explain all this to me. O powerful Brahman, it is said that you hardly stay in the houses of men long enough to milk a cow. Sri Suta Goswami said, thus the king spoke and questioned the sage using sweet language. Then the great and powerful personality, the son of Vyasadeva, who knew the principles of religion, began his reply. So, the basic question of Maharaj Parikshit is a question which should be in everyone's consciousness. Maharaj Parikshit, in this part of his life, has been cursed to die within 7 days. He has been the emperor of the world. He is the descendant of the Pandava family. And now that he has 7 days to live, he has renounced his kingdom and is now sitting on the bank of the Ganges River. He is surrounded by great sages, Brahmins, rishis, even demigods. Shukadeva Goswami has kindly appeared. Shukadeva Goswami will speak to King Parikshit for the remainder of his life. Parikshit will not eat. He will not drink. He will simply hear the words of Shukadeva Goswami and this way give up his air of life. So the question he is asking, I am begging you, in other words, that is how we approach a saintly person. We cannot command, we cannot demand. We can ask, we can beg for knowledge. And look at the question. Show the way of perfection for all persons, and especially for one who is about to die. Now Maharaj Parikshit is very fortunate because he knows he has at least 7 days. You and me, we don't know that, do we? We don't know if we have 7 seconds, 7 days. We don't know. So, Parikshit is also asking this question for us. The way of perfection. Then he says, let me know what a man should hear. Chant, remember, worship, and what he should not do. This is the basis of the subject matter that Shukadeva Goswami will explain in the thousands of verses of Srimad Bhagavatam. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. I will pick up after our next chanter. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, my dear king, your question is glorious because it is very beneficial to all kinds of people. The answer to your question is the prime subject matter for hearing, and it is approved by all transcendentalists. Those persons who are materially engrossed, being blind to the knowledge of absolute ultimate truth, leave many subject matters for hearing in human society. O Emperor, the lifetime of such an envious householder is passed at night, either in sleeping or in sex indulgence, and in the daytime, either in making money or maintaining family members. Persons devoid of atma-tattva do not inquire into the problems of life, being too attached to the fallible soldiers like the body, children, and wife. Although sufficiently experienced, they still do not see their inevitable destruction. So Parikshit had asked, what is the duty of a person on the verge of death? And he also said, please tell what a person should not do. So Shukadev, in his beginning response, these are the first statements that Shukadev speaks practically in Srimad Bhagavatam. Shukadeva Goswami hardly says anything in the first canto. Now in this second canto, he actually begins to speak. And he will speak all the way until the 12th canto. So he's first of all talking about the person who is what we should not be. Most of us, if not all of us, are in the householder ashram. And in the householder ashram, there are two nomenclatures, grihastha and grihamedhi. And they're not the same. What Shukadev was describing here is the grihamedhi, the person who has no information or inclination, as he said, atma-tattva, the truth of the soul. Perhaps you know people like this at your workplace or in your school. They do not care about God. They do not care about right or wrong. All they care about is how to enjoy this material world. But the other nomenclature is the grihastha. The grihastha has a wife, family, can live comfortably, but they are serious about atma-tattva, the science of the self. Persons who are grihasthas are interested in books like Bhagavad Gita, which is the beginning lesson of atma-tattva. And when they become familiar with Bhagavad Gita, then they become interested to study Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the complete library of Atma Tattva. Sri Sri Radha Raman Bhagavan Ki Jai. And Shukadeva Goswami herein mentioned the fallible soldiers, wife, family, children, bank balance, great nation. But these will not save us at the crucial moment. What will save us at the crucial moment? Like Maharaj Parikshit, 7 days notice. 7 days notice, and then he has to go. So Maharaj Parikshit is very, very serious about Atma Tattva, the science and the knowledge of the soul. And as soon as you talk about soul, there has to be the discussion of super soul, God. So these two books, Bhagavad Gita and Srimad Bhagavatam, are of utmost importance for a grihastha, a true grihastha. But if one has no inclination, then griha made he. And later on, Shukadeva Goswami will explain what ultimately happens to the griha made he. Alright? Everybody chant the Maha Mantra one time loudly. So this is the second part of the response of Shukadeva Goswami to the initial question of Maharaj Parikshit. Sri Shukadeva Goswami said, O descendant of King Bharat, one who desires to be free from all miseries, must hear about, glorify, and also remember the personality of Godhead, who is the Supersoul, the controller, and savior from all miseries. So, we are doing that this evening. We are hearing about Krishna because he said, the Supersoul. There can only be one person who is the Supersoul. There cannot be any competition. The post is already taken. Only Krishna is the Supersoul. Nobody else. That's why Krishna is the Supreme above all others. He is the controller, the savior. Sukadev continues, the highest perfection of human life, achieved either by complete knowledge of matter and spirit, or by practice of mystic powers, or by perfect discharge of occupational duty, is to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of life. This is the same thing Krishna says in the 8th chapter of Bhagavad Gita. Whatever you're thinking of at the time of death determines what your next life is going to be. And look around you. Everybody lives in their own little world. How would you like to be on the East Coast right now? Us California people, huh? Or in other parts of the world. And if I'm not careful, who knows where I will take my next birth? It all depends what my consciousness is at the time of death. And Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita that if you can think of me at the time of death, you will come to me, not become me. No, some people misunderstand. You don't become Krishna. You can't become something. You already are something. But you can come, not become, but you can come to Krishna. Just like a parent will tell his child, come to me. Krishna is also saying to all of us, come to me. That means you have to surrender. Surrender to Krishna is the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita. So here Shukadeva Goswami says, to remember the personality of Godhead at the end of the life. That means practice. Because I already said earlier, Parikshit knew he had 7 days. You and me don't even know if we have 7 more seconds. So we have to be ready, be prepared. O King Parikshit, mainly the topmost transcendentalists who are above the regulative principles and restrictions take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. So this is how you can test yourself. You know better than me in India, the Ayurvedic doctor. He feels your pulse, right? And tells you, you got this, 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 this. I had that done to me once in India. Somebody named Kamlesh. He said, oh, I see you have this problem, this problem. So you can feel your own pulse spiritually. Here it is. The topmost transcendentalists take pleasure in describing the glories of the Lord. So if you enjoy hearing about Krishna, or talking about Krishna, or singing about Krishna, or worshipping Krishna, then you know, yeah, the topmost transcendentalist. But if hearing, chanting, worshipping, and serving Krishna is a chore, you're not on the topmost. You're a bottom feeder. So, I pray, I bless myself and everyone. Let us become topmost transcendentalists. That is the purpose of these programs. To come to the topmost platform and take pleasure in hearing, chanting, remembering, praying, worshiping, serving, fighting for Krishna. All right. Thank you very much. Everyone chant the Maha Mantra. All right. Everyone repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is the third thing now Shukadeva Goswami is responding to Maharaj Parikshit initial inquiry. O King, constant chanting of the holy name of God, following the ways of the great authorities, is the doubtless and fearless way of success for all. So what was the process? What kind of chanting? No, constant. Constant chanting, yes, of the holy name of the Lord, yes. Constant chanting. And he said, following the ways of the great authorities. Can anyone tell me who might be a great authority we should follow? Yes? Srila Prabhupada? Or you could say Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu? Or Haridas Thakur? Yes. Now he said that it's success and two ways it's success. Doubtless and fearless. Yes, Abhai. No fear, no doubt. That's why in the conclusion of Bhagavad Gita, Krishna says, Ma Shuchaha. You should surrender to me. Why? Because I will deliver you from all sinful reaction. And Ma Shuchaha means don't worry, don't hesitate, don't fear. Shukadeva is saying constant chanting is the doubtless and fearless way. Now, he says, for all, including someone who has no material desires or somebody who is full of material desires. So there's no exclusions. Even if you're full of material desires, constant chanting is good for you. And what to speak of those who are self-satisfied by dint of transcendental knowledge? Yes, we learn this from Bhagavad Gita. That if you acquire transcendental knowledge, you become very, very peaceful. And I already said, now some of you weren't here at the beginning. I mentioned two books. which is for those who are interested in Atma Tattva, the science of the soul. Who can tell me those two books? Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam. How many people have Bhagavad Gita? Now, how many of you read it, good boys and girls? Yes. Oh, I have Bhagavad Gita. I never read it, but I have it. You've got to read it. And Rupal, how often should someone read Bhagavad Gita? Can you say that in the microphone? All right. Chant the Maha Mantra one time. So, Rupal, I believe you have been with me since 1994. And so, how many of you like the way Rupal has turned out? So I say to all the parents with children, turn your children over to Rupal. Let her train your children, and they will turn out just like Rupal. What do you say to that proposition? And I didn't see before, but Dwarkadish, you're here tonight. So after the Jai Jagadish Kirtan, can you lead the Nama Om Hare Krishna Iskan Kirtan? Very good. And what time is the arti? Oh, wonderful. And who's singing next? Very good. All right, let me read a little bit to you from Shukadeva Goswami. Everybody say, Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. So this is part four of Shukadev Goswami's response to Maharaj Parikshit's initial question. What is my duty now that I am on the verge of death? Shukadev now says, what is the value of a prolonged life which is wasted, inexperienced by years in this world? Better a moment of full consciousness, because that gives one a start into searching after his or her supreme interest. Two words, prayas, shreyas. Prayas means I do something for some immediate benefit. I eat, I put some food in my mouth, very nice. But shreyas means I do something, but I don't necessarily get immediate result. The result comes later down the road, like education. So, the supreme interest, that is the subject matter of Srimad Bhagavatam. The supreme interest for all human beings. Now Shukadev says, the saintly king Katvanga, after being informed that the duration of his life would be only a moment more, at once freed himself from all material activities and took shelter of the supreme safety, the personality of Godhead. Maharaj Katvanga had been fighting on behalf of the demigods against the demons. So after the demigods had won, because they always win, the demigods wanted to give Katvanga a benediction. Pay attention. And so, he could have asked for so many things. So Katvanga, being intelligent, said, can you tell me how much longer I have to live? The demigods looked at their watches and said, you have one moment left. Katvanga, as it says here, immediately surrendered to Krishna completely. So let's all do that right now. We should all surrender to Krishna right now. Raise your hands. And repeat after me. And say it like you mean it. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Krishna Krishna. Hare Hare. Hare Rama. Hare Rama. Rama Rama. Hare Hare. Shukadev Goswami concludes, Maharaj Parikshit, now your duration of life is limited to 7 more days. So during this time, you can perform all those rituals which are needed for the best purpose of your next life. And those who understand Bhagavad Gita, those who appreciate Srimad Bhagavatam know that my supreme interest, the best purpose of my next life is to go back. Ah, that's a good word. Back from where we came. Back from where we originally came. That is the kingdom of God. As Prabhupada titled his magazine, back to, not back to Brahman, not back to Mrityuloka, not back to Prashantya, not back to India even. Ah, very good. Give that man a hand. Back to Godhead. Godhead means the kingdom of God. That's where we come from. Not from hell. We come from the kingdom of God. And the whole purpose of life is to go back. And it's real simple. Show them how to do it here on earth.